Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Pei Vav. We'll begin with the Gemara Shaila at the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis. Boi Rabo Sheves HaPeichas Asay Bidomim Mahu. The Gemara explains the cases, Kigoyin Shehu Keu HaYodoy V'tzom Sayodoy V'Soyfei Lachzar. The hand of the Nechba was wounded, he was not able to do the Melacha while the hand is in that state. However, it's going to heal. Eventually, it will go back to the original state, and it will be able to do all types of malacha which he was able to do originally. The Gemara's shaila over here is the chayv of mechayv to pay for nezek? On one hand, the Gemara says, it's soifei lachzar, maybe there should be no chayv of nezek at all in this case. As Rashi explains, right now, if we try to sell this person as an eved, his value will be lower, therefore there would be a chayv of nezek in this case. Now, he explains further, it's not just the fact that this person, he lost the use of his hand, and therefore he's not able to do malacha until his hand heals. That's not the only reason why a person would pay less for this eved. Rather, it's more than that. A person is not 100% sure that the hand of this eved is really going to heal. Therefore, he's not going to be machmis atzmei lesofik. He's not going to go ahead and buy an eved who does not have the use of both of his hands, unless the eved is offered for a very low price. Therefore, even though this eved is expected to heal, lemaisa's value will definitely go way down. That was the Gemara Shaila, is the Chayv of Mechayv to pay for this? Is this included in the Chayv of Nezek? Therefore, Taisa says the Gemara Shaila is only in a case where it's not clear to all that this is a wound which will eventually heal. However, in a situation which is Yadua, everyone knows that there's no tzad that this wound will not heal, there the Gemara does not have a Shaila, there is no Chayv Nezek, the Chayv just has to pay for the Sheves Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim. And the Chiddush Yerim explains Taisa, and we'll see that the Rebbeinu Peretz on Daf Pei Vav and Marav is Mavur like this as well. Taisus means to say, if the only reason why the Eved goes down in value is because the buyer subtracts the days which he knows the Eved will not be able to work until his hand heals, if so, the Gemara will not have a Shaila Bechlal, there would be no Nafkamina if the Chayv is Mechayv to pay for the Nezek in this case. Because Manavshach, if we're going to say that he's Mechayv to pay for Nezek, because right now the Eved went down in value, because the buyer takes off the days that the Eved cannot work, so that's going to be included in the Chayv of Nezek, but it's not going to be included in the Chayv of Sheves. Sheves will only be Kishemer Kishuim, the type of work that he's able to do when his hand is not yet healed. However, if you hold that this is not included in the Chiv of Nezek, the other side of the Gemara, then it would have to be included in the Chiv of Sheves. The Chiv would have to pay the Nechbal for the Sheves Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim, the amount of work which he lost each day, which means according to his profession, his umnis, and not as the Shemer Kshuim, because here he didn't pay for the Chiv of Nezek. The Gemara earlier in the Pei Heyam Abayz is Mavur, the reason why the Chiv only has to pay the Sheves like a Shemer Kshuim, that's because he already paid for the Chiv of Nezek. However, in this case, where it was some sayodoy, v'soifi lachzor, according to the side of the Gemara, there is no chiv of nezek, I'll have to pay sheves shebechol yoyim v'yoyim, the exact salary which he lost, depending on the type of work which he used to do when he had the use of his arm. So, b'manavshach, either way, the chiv would come out the same. The chiv would have to pay for the loss of work, the type of work which the nechbal usually did when he had the use of his hand. Either this would be included in the chiv of nezek. If one were to buy him at the eved, he would take off these days of work which the eved is losing until his hand heals. And if there is no Chiv of Nezek, then this same amount would be included in the Chiv of Sheves, Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim, we have to pay for him for the days of work which he missed, the type of work that he was able to do when he had the use of his hand. And therefore, Taisus explains that the value of the Nechbal as an Eved goes down, not only because of the lost days of work, for those lost days the Chayva will end up paying Maman of Shach, rather the value goes down more than that, because the buyer would not be quick to buy this Eved, who does not have the use of both hands, even if the hand is expected to heal. So this is how Taisus explains the Shaila of the Gemara, and further on in the Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Milsa de Boyle Rabba Pshita Le Labai Lahach Giso Ulrav Lahach Giso." The Gemara quotes that Rabbi says in this case, "Noisin Le Sheves Gedolah VeSheves Ktano," and Rabbi says, "Ainen Noisin Le El Demei Shufte Shebechol Yoyim VeYoyim." Rabbi Peretz over there explains what exactly is Machlokes. He was bothered by this point. The Chayav, there is no Nafkamina between Rabbi and Rava, whether we'll consider this part of the Chiv of Nezek or part of the Chiv of Sheves Shebechol Yoyim VeYoyim. Either way, the Chayv will end up paying him for the lost days of work, the days when he does not have the use of his hand, he's not able to work in the regular profession, which requires the use of his hand. Manashach will have to pay for this Chiv, and he explains, like we're saying in Taisvis, the Nafkamin is that according to Abaya, you have to pay Sheves Gedolah and Sheves Ktano. Sheves Gedolah is the loss of his value to be sold as an Eved, since the buyer is reluctant to buy an Eved who does not have the use of both hands. And besides that, he also has to pay Sheves Ktano, which is the amount of Shemir Kshuim. According to Rav, you pay Sheves Shebechol Yim V'Yoyim. Since he didn't pay Nezek, he doesn't just pay for the Chiv of Sheves as a Shemer Kshuim, he has to pay the Chiv of Sheves for the type of work that he generally did with his hands. However, still he's not going to have to pay for that extra loss, a decrease in his value if he were to be sold as an Eved before his hand heals. Now, I just mentioned that the Taisa Brida was also bothered by this kasha. What is the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? And he says it is possible to say, like Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, that according to Abaye, will come out a chumra for the mazik, that if you evaluate him how much he could be sold as an eved, his value would go down more than the actual days that he's going to miss, because the person is not sure that he will actually get healed. However, he says he could also say the other way around. It's possible that Rava will be a chumra on the mazik and Abaye will be a kula. Sometimes when a buyer wants to buy an eved, he's buying him for long term, and even though he sees that in the beginning there'll be a time period where the eved will not be able to do malach with his hand until his hand heals, it could be that's not a reason why the price will go down too significantly. And if Rava will be a chumra, Rava who says you have to pay for shevet shebechol yom v'yom, for each lost day of work, you have to pay for the income that he could have made while working with the use of his hand, that may come out more than Abaye, who says we evaluate how much he could be sold as an eved. As we explained, the buyer does not take off that much money, even though he knows that there will be days that the eved will not be able to work with his hands. Now we should just stress, when Abaye says you pay for shevet gdol and shevet ktano, shevet gdol is the chiv of nezek, the man that the value goes down as an eved. This can include two factors. Firstly, the other knows that the eved is not going to be able to do his regular work until he regains the use of his hand. And secondly, as Taisa says in Pehei Amabez, and Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz says as well, the Adin feels there's a certain risk over here, maybe his hand will never get better. Now even after we take these factors into account, there still is another chiv, a chiv of Sheves Ketana, and the pshat is because even though the Adin does take into account the time that it will take for the Eved to regain the use of his hand, but there's an additional factor which we did not take into account, this is not included in Sheves Gedayla, and that is the Sheves Ketana, the days of Chayli, where this Eved is not able to do anything, he can't even get out of bed. This is as a result of the initial chavala, that's not taken into account. Just like every time when there's a chiyuv of nezek, when it's kita es yodi and it's not seifei lachzer, the two separate chiyuvim, there's a chiyuv of nezek and there's a chiyuv of sheves. Nezek, we evaluate how much he could be sold now that he's missing a hand. Now we don't mean to say that we actually take him to the market and see how much he could be sold right now in this state, because right now he's a chayla, he can't even be a shemer kshuim. Therefore, if we'd evaluate him this way, we wouldn't have to make a separate chiyuv of sheves. This would include sheves as well. And the pshat is, whenever we say that the chiv of nezek is how much he could be sold as an eved the way he is now, when we say now, we don't mean right now while he's a chayla, rather right now without his hand, therefore this would not include the chiv of sheves. So to over here in Eretz Yisrael, when it's a keo yodi v'tzomsok, Abaye says he paid for sheves gedela, the amount that he could be sold as an eved, when he's in this state of tzomsa yodi, again, that doesn't mean that while he's still a chayla. We have to wait after he gets up from his chayli, and he's able to be a shemer kshum, then we would evaluate how much it could be sold right now while it's Tom Sayyadi before the hand healed. And therefore, this would not include the Chiv of Sheves. That's the Pshan of Abaye. You pay for Sheves Gdela, which is the Chiv of Nezek. It does take into account the days which he's not able to do the work with his hand until his hand heals. But it does not include the Chiv of Sheves Ktana, because we're not evaluating him right now while he's in the state of Chayli. That's an additional Chiv which was not included in the Sheves Gdela. And Gapshuli, this is the Pshan, the Lashon of Sheves Gdela and Sheves Ktana. There are two stages in recuperation for this person. Firstly, there's a short term, that's the Sheves Ktana, the actual Chayli from the original Makkah, when he's not able to work even as a Shemer Kshuim. And then the Sheves Gdayl, that's the long term recuperation until he regains the use of his hand. According to Abaye, that's evaluated by how much he can be sold as an Eved right now in this state. Rav argues, he says, you don't pay two separate Chayuvim, rather Sheves Shebechol Yom V'Yom. Each day you see, was he able to do any work that day? If he couldn't do any work at all, because he's still in his Matzav of Chayli, then you have to pay for the full value, the amount that he could have made if he would have been working with his hand. After he gets better from his chayli and is able to be a shemer kshuim, the chayvel does still continue to pay the chiv of sheves, however now it's only the difference between the amount that he could have made if he would have had the use of his hand, and how much he can make now as a shemer kshuim. Now to go back to the way Tosis explained the shayla of the Gemara, sheves hapoichsasi midomim, Tosis explains the question is, in a case where people are not bekeem to know for sure that this wound will be healed and therefore his value as an eved goes down beyond that which he goes down for the days of work which he's missing. And there's a kasha on this from the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara tries to bring a right from the Mishnah later on in Daf Peizayin, Hamaka Ovev V'Imoy V'Leyosabem Chaburo V'Achoyvav B'Chavir B'Yom Kippurim Mechayiv B'Kulom. The Gemara originally understood, where's the pshat? What's the case of Hamaka Ovev V'Imoy V'Leyosabem Chaburo? The Gemara said, Heichidom Iglav Kigon Sheikewa Yodoy V'Seifei Lachzar. The Gemara understands that a chavala which does not make a chabura, that's something which is soifi lachzer, and yet still the Mishnah says that you're mechuyif to pay all chamisha dvarim. From here we write to the shayla that there's a chiv of nezek, even in the case of soifi lachzer. Really, the Gemara wants to be madchen and say the case is talking about that it was chirshoy. That would be a case of ein soifi lachzer, still there was no chabura. This the Gemara was madchen, the Gemara said yefshur lechavisha b'loi chabura. Then the Gemara wants to make a different akimta, that the case of the Mishnah is hocha b'mayaskin and gancha gilchoy. Here there would be nezek, as Rashi says, afchasim b'kaspei. his value as an Eved goes down, and this is a case where there was no Chabura. And here the Gemara asks, still, Meheder Hodar Vahainu Ba'ayun. The mice in the hair will grow back, and therefore there would be right to the Shaila. As Rashi explains, the same Shaila, Vikeo Yodri Vitsomso, Vesoyfi Lachsar, the Gemara had a Shaila with the Zechiv of Nezek over there, and there'd be a right from this case of Gilchoy, the same with the Zechiv of Nezek, because his value goes down when he doesn't have any hair. And even though Vesoyfi Lachsar is still a Zechiv of Nezek, so too by the case of Vikeo Yodri Vitsomso, Vesoyfi Lachsar. Now there's a kasha which a number of Rechonim ask on the sheet of Taisvis in the Sefer Yad David as well as in the Rishash. They ask that according to the way Taisvis explained the Shaila of the Gemara, Avikeil Yodi Vitzomsa Vesefer Lachzer, Taisvis explained the Shaila is, since people are not confident that his hand will heal, therefore his value goes down and it goes down beyond that which he's going to miss days of work. Lachar, here this would not apply because in this case, everyone knows that if you shave someone's hair, eventually it grows back. There's no Safik Bechlal. And Taisus said clearly that Bedover Hayadua Shasayfei Lachzar, that's not included in the Gemara Shail, this is not included in the Machaikas Abaye and Rava. This is definitely a case of Yadua Shasayfei Lachzar. This would seem to be a very strong kasha which a number of Rechonim discuss. However, it would seem that we could propose a teretz to this kasha, and that is that even though Taisus explained the original Shail of the Gemara, Sheves HaPechsasim Bidomim, as the Gemara explained the cases, Ikeo Yodi Vitzomsa Vesayfei Lachzar, Taisus explained the cases that people are not sure if the wound will heal. However, that's only because Tosfos was bothered by a kasha. L'chayr, what nafkamina is there if the only reason his value goes down as an eved is because he's not able to do work with the hand until it heals? So in Manav Shach, l'chayr will have to pay for that chiv, whether it will be included in the chiv of Nezek or it will be included in the chiv of Sheves. L'chayr, there will be no nafkamina. Therefore, Tosfos had to explain the shaila is that his value goes down beyond the days of work which he misses, since people are not confident that the hand will actually heal. However, even according to Tosfos, the Iker shaila of the Gemara is not specifically about this case, where the value goes down because the buyer is not willing to buy him ala safik. Rather, it's a general shaila. Anytime the person's value goes down as an eved, but it's only temporarily, eventually it'll go back up, is that included in the chiv of nezek? Do we evaluate the nechba the way he is right now, or do we say that since we know his value will go back up again, this is not included in the chiv of nezek? Taisa will just bother by that in this specific case, if the reason his value went down as an eved is because he lost the usage of his hand, here there will be no nafkamina because b'manashach, even if this is not included in the chiv of nezek, it will be included in the chiv of sheves. And therefore, Taisa had to explain that his value goes down beyond the days of work which he misses. And therefore, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is this included in the chiv of nezek? Or do we say that since this will heal, and people see that his hand comes back and he has usage of it once again, they will be willing to pay his full value, so perhaps this is not included in the chiv of nezek. B'akupam, since this is the Shurisha Shaila, we can now understand what is the Gemara's right from this case of Gilchai. When a person's head is shaven, his value as an Eved goes down, but it's not because he's not able to do the same amount of work. An Eved can do the same work whether he has hair or not. The reason why his value goes down is because the Odin looks at him as a Balmum. People would rather have a normal-looking Eved than an Eved whose head is shaven. So his value as an Eved goes down, but eventually it'll go back up. This is the same Shaila that the Gemara asked originally. Is a temporary decrease in value included in the Chiv of Nezek as well? So even though originally the Gemara Shaila was in a case where his value went down for a different reason. It went down because people weren't sure whether he would be healed. Taisa had to explain the Shaila that way because if the only reason why his value went down is because of days lost, then Taisa was bothered by even Manashach, this would be included in the Chiv of Sheves. So Taisa explained that his value goes down beyond the Chiv of Sheves. In this case, the case of Gilchai, his value goes down because of his unpleasant appearance. The Shaila is whether this is included in the Chiv of Nezek, and here, if it's not included in Nezek, it's definitely not included in any of the other four Chiyuvim. Therefore, here the Gemara could be understood, even though this eventually will come back, people know that it will come back, still the Gemara has a good shaila, is a temporary decrease in value included in the Chiv of Nezek or not? Here, if it's not included in the Chiv of Nezek, you'll be potter from this, because it will not be included in any of the other Chiyuvim. This Zechari will be a teretz for Taisus to answer the kasha of these Achronim. Now, I'll mention another point which we shouldn't over here discuss, and as we'll see this in the Gez of the Taisus on Pehei Amud Beis, and that is that the Rif and the Rush, they both make the same point over here. The Maskana Segmar, we pass like Rava. You don't pay two different chiyuvim of Sheves, rather there's one chiyuv of Sheves called Yoyim V'Yoyim. And that Sheves, they explain, is according to the Melacha de Batol Minei, the type of work which he generally does. Here it's not enough to pay him as a Shem Rekshuim, because here the Chayiv didn't pay any chiyuv of Nezek. I'll just mention Derech Agav that the Lashon of Rashi over here, in Dibur Maschol Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Rashi says, K'moshe Niskarim Poyelim B'Shuk. The Lashon of Rashi is that he pays him not as a Shem Rekshuim, rather as a Poyel B'Shuk. And a number of Achayim point out that L'Chayim Rashi should have said that he gets paid according to the umnis, according to his regular trade. Why does Rashi say that he gets paid as a poel b'shuk? Rashi sounds like he's saying different than the Rishayim. However, others want to be machar. Rashi doesn't really mean this. He just means if he doesn't have a specific skill, so the type of work which he can do is kepoel b'shuk, then he gets paid as a poel b'shuk, and not as a shemer k'shuim. If he did have a specific skill, they'll have to be paid according to the amount of money he made when he was using that skill. Akupan, the Rif and the Rush then continue and they say another important yisoid in the Chiv of Sheves, which is again not only here in this case of Ikeo Yadiv Yitzom Sevesefi Lachzer, where according to Rav, there is no Chiv of Nezek, the whole Chiv is Sheves Shebechol Yom V'Yom. But this is also again a case where there is a Chiv of Nezek, like Chaval She'ein Sefi Lachzer, the din is that there's a Chiv of Sheves as well. The Sheves is according to the type of work which he's able to do in his present state. Akupan, in either case, the Rif and the Rush, they both say that the Chiv of Sheves is not actually the full amount of money that he was able to make if he would have been working. Rather, he gets paid as a poil bottle. A poil bottle means to say, it really bets him every worker, even though he does want to work and make money, but he is willing to accept less money to not have to work. For example, if he gets paid $10 an hour, if he was offered instead $8 an hour not to work, he may accept that. It may be worthwhile for him to accept less money and not to have to work. And therefore, every time a person is chayvul b'chaveiroi, when he has to pay the Chiv of Sheves, the truth is that the Nechbal doesn't deserve the full amount of Sheves. He doesn't deserve to be compensated for all amount of money that he would have been able to make had he been able to work, since he himself would have been maskim to accept less money and not to have to work. Now the Maisi is not working, the Chayvul should only have to pay him the amount of money he would have accepted not to have to work instead of working. The Torah paskens this way in Chayshem Mishpat Simin Tov Chof, and he explains that obviously this is telling the type of work which a person does. If it's hard physical labor, then Mistam he would be willing to accept considerably less than that he gets for working in order to not work. Hashengen, if it's a type of work which is easy, if a person gets a high salary for a relatively easy job, if he was offered to get paid not to work, he wouldn't be willing to accept much less than what he's getting now for his salary. This is brought on the Papula Charift over here on the Rosh in Eis Chof. He quotes this story as well. And the Chedusha Harim on Peheyam Abeis on the bottom Taisis, Taisis Vimaskol Sheves, he points out the way we explain Taisis beforehand. Taisis has to stress that in the case of Ikeo Yodiv Yitzom Sevesefei Lachzer, the reason why it goes down in his value is not simply because of the days of work which he's going to miss, rather because people are hesitant to buy an Eved who's missing a hand, even if the doctors say that his hand will come back. And as we explained, Taisa was bothered by what nafkamina is there if this is included in the Chiv of Nezik or included in the Chiv of Sheves. If his value goes down only because of the days of work which he's missing, Maman of Shach, the Chayv will have to pay for that, whether it's considered Nezik or Sheves. Therefore, Taisa has to explain that his hand goes down beyond the days of work which he's missing. However, the Chiddush Rim asks Akash over here, and he says, if we'll assume like the Rif and the Rosh, that the Chiv of Sheves is not really the complete amount that a person could have made for working, then l'chor there is a nafkamina, whether this is going to be included in the Chiv of Nezek or included in the Chiv of Sheves. If we'll include in the Chiv of Nezek, then it will end up being the full amount, because the buyer takes off all of the amount of work that he knows the Eved is not going to be able to do until his hand comes back. The Odin doesn't just deduct the amount of a poil bottle, he deducts the full amount, because as far as he's concerned, all he cares about is getting work from the Eved, and he knows he's not going to get this work, so he takes off the amount that the Eved could have made in all of those days. But Shankin, if we're going to evaluate it as part of the Chiv of Sheves, then as the Rishanim explained, the Chiv is Kepoel Bottle. If so, Lamaisa, there would be enough Kamina whether this is going to be included in the Chiv of Nezek, or it's going to be included in the Chiv of Sheves. This is the Kasha of the Chedushei Harim. Now, we could have perhaps suggested that maybe in a Chanami, Taisa on Pehel Mabez does not hold like the sheet of the Rosh and the Rif. Rather, he holds like the sheet of the Meiri. The Meiri over here quotes B'Shem the Gedalia Paiskim, which is the Rif and the Rosh, that the Chiv of Sheves is Kepoel Bottle. However, he says that the Talmud HaMairiv, the Yushalmi, holds not like that. The Yushalmi says, Ikev Yitzom Sayodai, then you have to pay for the Sheves, Shebechol Yom V'Yom, and the Lashon of the Yushalmi is, Rein Oisei, we look at him to see if he's Oisei Sel B'Yom, Noisen Leisel B'Yom. If it's Mana B'Yom, Noisen Le Mana B'Yom. Yushalmi says, according to the amount that he made each day when he had the use of his hand, that's how much the Chiv of Sheves is, that's how much you have to pay him each day. And the Meiri says, from here we see, from this Yushalmi's Muchach, She'ein Shemen Oisei Ki Poyal Bottle, you don't evaluate him as a Poyal Bottle, rather you give him the full amount that he had been making when he was able to work. And the Meiri explains, the Svar of these Rishonim is correct, why should he get more than a Poyal Bottle? And he says, V'atam, She'noich Le'lasis Malocha Kazu, Mishiyamay B'derech Zu. He'd rather go out and do the work than stay home being Bottle in this state where he's a Chayla not able to work. In other words, what seems that the Meiri is saying is, in general, there is a svar to say that a person would rather stay home and not go to work, and he'd be willing to forego some of his income in order to not have to go to work. However, this person, where he's not able to go work because he's a chayla, here if he would be given the choice, would he rather go to work and get the full payment, or stay home and get a reduced salary? Here when he's staying home, he's not staying home healthy and able to enjoy his freedom, but he's staying home as a chayla. Here he would not be willing to take any less money to stay home from work in this situation of being home as a chayla. Akabam, we see that which the Rosh and the Rif said is not something which is muskum lakal. Not everyone agrees to this. According to the Meiri, the Yushalmi argues on this, and perhaps we could have suggested that Taisa would hold like this as well. This would answer the kasha of the Chedushei Harim. Taisa holds that the Chiv of Sheves is for the full amount. Therefore, he is bothered by the kasha. What nafkamin is there? In this case of Tamsu Yodiv Yosef Elachzar, whether you're going to be mechayfim mishum nezik or mishum sheves, either way the chiv will come out the same. However, this would not fully answer the kash of the chidush erim, because the Rosh himself, on one hand, he's mevur like Tosis on Pehim and Rebeis. He explains the Gemara's shayla like Tosis, that the value of the person, how much he can be sold as an eved, goes down beyond the amount of days of work which he's missing, because the person will not be machus hatzul asafik to buy an eved, who he's not convinced that the hand will definitely heal. On the other hand, the Rosh says clearly, like the Rif, that the chiv of sheves is kipoyel batal. If so, the kash of the chidush erim would be difficult. Why is Rosh forced to explain that the value goes down as an eved beyond the chiv of sheves? The Chari is bothered by the same kasha. There's no afkamina whether the chiv is nezik or sheves. That's why you have to be mechashah, his value goes down more, because ain't on the machmas has been l'safik. The Chari, either way, there is an afkamina, because the chiv of sheves is not for the full amount, it's only kepoyal batal. Mashayin, if this will be included in the chiv of nezik, the other deducts the full amount of work that the eved is not able to do before his hand heals, and if it would be an afkamina. We'll leave this kasha, but tzarachin. Continue on, the next Gemara discusses the case of hakoteya yad eved ivri shel chaveroi, and it's a machaikas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, Nosen lo sheves gdeil le'eved v'sheves ktana le'rav. The sheves ktana, the loss of work, which the eved is able to do in this state, after he lost his hand, that loss of work will go to the Adain. Mashenken the sheves gdeil, which is the nezek, they'll go to the eved. Rava says, Akol yinosin le'eved v'ylogach v'em karka v'rav oichol peiris. Now here there are two gersois in the Gemara. The gersa that we have is Akol yinosin le'eved. And Tosef Yandir Maskel, Rava Amar, he's bothered by this gersa, according to the Mashmois Ver gersa, both the Sheves Gdela and the Sheves Ketana would go to the Eved, and he would buy Karka, and the Rav would be Eichel Peris. And Taisa asks, the Sheves Ketana, that for sure, should go all to the Rav. Why should we give that to the Eved Bechlal? And therefore Taisa has a different gear, so I call Yinosin L'Rav, the Rav gets everything. If you look at him in Karka, the Rav Eichel Peris, and Taisa explains, according to this gear, so the Pshat is that the Sheves Ketana goes totally to the Adain. There's no reason why the Eved should get any Chelik in that. And the Sheves Gdela, with that, the Adain buys a piece of Karka, and the Eved gets the guf of the karka, and the Odin is Eichel Peres during the tkufa of the Avdas. And Taiz explains, the Sheves Gdela, part of it is deserving to go to the Odin. He has a loss over here. Originally he was able to send his Eved to do all types of work with his hands, and now the Odin is not able to do so. Therefore the Odin deserves to get some of the Sheves Gdela. Therefore the Eitzer is, we buy a piece of karka, and the Odin is Eichel the Peres. According to this Gersa, it will come out that this guf is the machlekes between Abaye and Rava. The machlekes is who gets the Sheves Gdela. The Sheves Ketana l'kuliyama goes to the Odin. The Sheves Gdela, according to Rava, the Odin deserves to get some of that, and therefore we buy a piece of karka, and the Odin is Eichel Peris. According to Abaya, the Eved gets all of the Sheves Gdela, and Tezov, when Yandir Maschel, Sheves Gdela is bothered by this. Where is the Pshan, the sheet of Abaya? The Odin is losing out over here. Originally he had an Eved who was able to do all types of work with his hands, and now all the Odin is getting is the Sheves Ketana. For this time period, when the Eved is a Chayla, he's not able to work even as a Shemir Kshuim, that's the only thing the Adin is getting. The Chayla is losing out. He originally had an Eved who could do all types of work. Now all he has is an Eved who could be a Shemir Kshuim. So, this exactly is the Svar of Rava, why Rava argues on Abaya, but what is the Pshat in the Shita of Abaya? So, Tais over here explains that Dibur Maschel Sheves Gdela, that Abaya will hold this will have the same din as a Chayla. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin says that if an Eved Ivri becomes a Chayla and he's not able to do work for the Adin, the din is Nestavcha Sadeyu. The Eved can tell his master, it was your bad luck that I got sick. The Adin cannot force the Eved to make up the work which he lost while he was sick. And Taiz explains, this is the sheet of Abaya as well. This will have the same din of Nistabcha Sadeyu, even though in Echanami the Adin is losing out, but that which the Eved lost his arm, the Eved could tell the Adin, it's your bad luck, and the Eved could keep all of the money, the Sheves Gdela, the Adin is the one who loses out. And Taiz continues and he says, even though the Gemara in Kedushin does say that if he was sick for 4 years, Gemara there is Mechalik, that once he was ready sick for most of the time, then really the Odin does have a schus to be teveya of the Eved to make up the time which was lost. And Tei says, L'chair over here, with mashma, that even if it's more than 4 years of work which the Odin lost, still the Eved will be able to say Nistabchas today and keep the Sheves Gdela. So Tei says, the Pshat is over here, it's not that the Eved is not able to do any work for the Odin, he is able to work as a Shemir Kshuim. Therefore in this case, even if for the majority of the 6 years the Eved was not able to work with his arm, still the din is Nistabchas Adeyu, the Odin is the one who loses out. As the kasha, which a number of achrayim ask over here, Reb Shimon Shkop in his sefer on Baba Kama, as well as in other contemporary sfarim, they say, what is the comparison that Tosis makes to the case of an eved who became a chayla? Over there, the question is, there's a din tari between the odin and the eved. The odin wants to make the eved make up for the work which was lost. Over here, the eved has a taina to say that it was your bad luck, it was your mazel, nistab chasadeyu. However, over here in our case, where it was kateh yad eved ibi shal chaveroi, it's not a din tari between the odin and the eved. It's a din tari between the chayvel and the odin. The Adin should be able to come to the Chayvel and tell him that you are mazik me when you sever the arm of my Eved that caused me a loss. Now my Eved is not able to do the type of work which originally he was able to do. This is the reason why the Odin has a tviya, a claim, to at least a chelik of the Sheves Gedoyla. Why does all the Sheves Gedoyla go to the Eved and nothing go to the Odin? What happened to the tviya that the Odin has on the Chayvel? Over here, l'chayr, there is no svar of Nestapcha Sadeyu. So in the Sefer Minchas Yehuda, from Michal Yehuda Lefkovich Tzal, he addresses this kash, and he says, from here we could prove a Yisoid had to understand the Avdos of an Eved Ivri. He says, even though the Gemara does say in Kedushin that Eved Ivri Gufay Konoy, that which the Odin has a right to make the Eved work, it's not simply a Shiva that he has on the Eved, it's not simply that he owns the rights of the work of the Eved to make the Eved work, but it's more than that he has a kinyan in the Eved himself. Still, Michal Yehuda says, and he brings a number of rights to this, it's not the same as that the Eved Kanani who is Gufay Konoy to the Odin. And Eved Kanani is Gufay Konoy Mamish, the Odin owns the Eved just as he owns any other one of his possessions, and there's Pasha that the deal will be, that if one is mazik the Eved and causes that the Eved will not be able to do the same work that he originally did, that's a hefset to the Odin, and the Odin will have a schus to be tevei this from the Chayvel. Hashenkin bein Eved Ivri, even though we do say Gufay Konoy, does not mean that the Odin owns him as one of his possessions, rather what it means is that he's a mashkin, there is a Chayvel over here that the Eved has to the Odin, he has to work for him, and the Guf of the Eved is considered to be a mashkin on this Chayvel of Avdus. If so, if this is the pshat, that the Eved owes Malacha to the Odin, and it's not the pshat that the Odin owns the Eved as one of his possessions, then we can understand that when it comes to the Shiloh about the Sheves Gedoyla, the Odin says, I'm the one who should get it because I have a Hefzer over here. Originally my Eved was able to do certain types of Malacha, which he's no longer able to do for me, so I had a loss, I should get the Sheves Gedoyla. According to what we're explaining now, it's not the pshat that the Odin really has a Tviya on the Chayvel, because Be'etzim the Chayvel's Chiv is to the Eved. The Eved is not owned by the Odin. That which the Odin can make the Eved work for him is because there's a Chayv over here. He can be Tevei the Eved to pay up your Chayv of Avdus. That's a Tfiyah that the Odin has to the Eved, but would not give him a right to be Tevei the Chayvel. Therefore, the Chayvel will pay the money to the Eved. And even though the Odin comes and says, I'm the one who lost that over here, the Eved could tell him, Nistamcha Sadeh was your bad mazel. Even though the work which I originally was able to do, I'm no longer able to do, now that I no longer have a hand. Still, I'll do the work which I am able to still do. Beyond that, I don't have any more Chayuvim to you. Just as if the Eved would become a Chayla, the Odin cannot have a Tviya on him for that which he missed out on doing Malacha. This is how Michal Yehuda explains the Shita of Tosfos. This is how Tosfos explains Medas Abaya. However, the problem with this, and this is Michal Yehuda himself asks, according to this explanation, what would be the Pshat in the Sheves Ketana? The Chayla that also should not go to the Odin. The same way we're explaining as far as the Sheves Gedoyla, since all the Odin has over here is a right to be Tevei the Eved to work for him, and if the Eved is not able to, we say Nistapcha Sadeyu. That's the reason why the Sheves Gedoyla does not go to the Odin. For the same reason, the Sheves Ketana also should not go to the Odin. During this time period, when the Eved is not able to do any type of work, not even as a Shemrik Shuim, we should say the same thing. He should be like a Chayla, and the Odin should not have any schus to be Tevei that money, that Sheves Ketana, from the Eved. So this would seem to be a problem with this Mahalach. One can take a look over there in the Minchas Yehuda, he addresses this issue. However, it would seem to need further explanation. Now, just to add that based on this Yisoid, the Odin's Tviya is really against the Eved, he doesn't have any Tviya against the Chayvel. As we're saying now, really, even the Sheves Ketana, we can understand as far why the Odin shouldn't have a right to it. That also should go to the Eved, and the Eved will be able to tell the Odin to stop Chasadeyu. We can now have a little bit of a Haskalah to understand what is the plan in Ergirsa. Ergimar is Gurus in the Shita of Rava, Hakoyi Nosin Le'Eved, V'ilakach Man Kaikav Arav Eichal Peiris, which Kepute means both the Sheves Gdaila and the Sheves Ketana goes to the Eved, and the Rav gets the Peiris, which in other words means Rava's arguing Rabbi on 2 points. Firstly, he's arguing about the Sheves Gdaila, which Abai says that goes all to the Eved, and Rava says it goes partially to the Odin, he gets the Peiris from that Sheves Gdaila. This we can understand. Rava holds that since the Mice, the Odin is the one who's losing out over here, his Eved is not able to do the work which originally he was able to do, therefore the Odin has a schus to get some of the Sheves Gdaila. However, the second Chelik, he also argues on Abaya, and he says that the Sheves Ketana goes to the Eved, and the Odin is Eichel Peiris from that. So Taisa, as we saw earlier, Taisa asks, what is the Pshan in this? The Sheves Ketana should go all to the Odin, and for that reason, Taisa, like the other gifts in the Gemara, not a kol nosin le'eved, rather a kol nosin le'rabbi. But according to this far that we're explaining now, that Be'etzim, the Odin doesn't have any tviya b'chlal against the Chayvel, his whole tviya is against the Eved, and there's a far to say Nistapcha Sadeyu. If so, we could begin to understand where is the pshat why the Sheves Ketana does not go all to the Odin, since the only tviya of the Odin really is against the Eved, and there's a star of Nistapcha Sadeyu, therefore it's not possible that the Odin should get all of the Sheves Ketana. And in the Sefer Pnei Yeshua, he says, al-derech this, he's bothered, he said, the girsa that we have in our Gemara is the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam. And the kasha of Taisa is difficult. Why should we not say that the Sheves Ketana goes all to the Eved? He says, al derech this far, that it should have a din of a chayla, where we could say Nistapcha Sadeyu, that would be reason for the Sheves Ketana as well. Maisis will still need an explanation. What is the pshat and the pshar over here? We make a compromise, we divide the Sheves Ketana, we buy a piece of karka, and the other is Eichel Peiris. This will still need an explanation. Now continue on. The Gemara further down the Omer brings a breisa. Tonu Rabbanu Niskaven Levayishas Hakot and Uviyishas Hagodol.
Noisin the Godol Dmei Boishtei Shal Katan. The Vayishas Eved of Yishas Ben Chayrin, Noisin the Ben Chayrin, Dmei Boishtei Shal Eved. And the Gemara wants to know who is the Tana of this Braisa. Originally, the Gemara understood that Godol and Katan means Godol Ben Chosim and Katan Ben Chosim, and therefore the Braisa cannot possibly fill with the sheet of her mayor, he holds Kula Bahadodi Ninu, and Niram and Hashim both get the same amount of Boishas. The Gemara says it cannot possibly fill with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda either, because he holds Ein Lavad and Boishas. And according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon holds Neskav and Levay Shezeh Oviyah Shezeh Potter. Rav Shimon holds that if a person tries to be Mevayish one person, and he ends up being Mevayish someone else, there is no Chiv of Boishas in that case. And the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, where do we know this from? My time of Kiktola. Maktola ad Meskavonle, the Ksiva Orav Lev Komolov, actually Skavonle, just like Rav Shimon holds, that as far as the Chiv Misa for Reteach, he's only Chiv Misa if he was Meskavon to kill the person who he actually killed. This is learned out of the Pasuk of Orav Lev Komolov, which tells us actually Skavonle, it's not enough to have Kavana to kill, it has to be that he had Kavana for that specific person. So to over here, the Gemara says, as far as the Chiv of Baishas, ad Mechavonle. It has to be that he was Mechavon to be Mevayish, that specific person. Because here also we have a pasuk v'sholcha yodoh v'chzikah b'mevushav. This is the pasuk which is the makar to the chiv of boishes. And from the word mevushav we learn that it's actually miskaven loy. And Rashi over here, Dibur neskaven, Rashi is mevur, that Rav Shimon never really spoke about mevurish by this case of boishes. Rav Shimon only spoke about the case of ritzicha. That's where he made his drasha that neskaven hargezev hargezev is potter. And Agamar is making comparison, the same way Rav Shimon made his drasha from v'orav loy, so too he would make the same drasha from b'mevushav. He would learn the same thing that Neskaven Levayish Hazev Haragazeh is Potter. And the Chiddush Raivit, he says like this clearly. At first he's bothered, where do we find Rav Shimon say such a thing? There is no member of Rav Shimon which speaks about Baishas that Neskaven Levayish Hazev Haragazeh is Potter. He says, Akar Chigmar just means to say that we're going to make the comparison on our own. The same Rav Shimon holds that way, Le'inin Ritzicha, will assume that he also holds like this, Le'inin the Chiv of Baishas. And the Pnei Shu over here, he understands like this as well, and he's bothered by Akasha. He says, Bishma le'ini ritzicha, we already know from a number of psukim that the chiv of a ritzech is dafka if he kills b'mezid. It has to be he had kavana to kill. And therefore, Rav Shimon darshens from the extra pasuk of Arav Loi, from here he tells us that it's not enough to have kavana to kill. You need more than that, it has to be kavana for this specific person. Therefore, neskaven haragazeh v'haragazeh is potter. Hashenki ma the chiv of Boishas, the Pnei Yeshua asks, maybe from this pasuk v'hirsik b'mevushov, that's the makar that b'chlal the chiv of Boishas is dafka when there's kavana. We don't have any other makar for this. Without this pasuk, we would have assumed that Baishas is like the other four chiyuvim. One is mechuyv even if you did not have kavana to be mazik. We would have thought that Baishas is the same thing. Therefore, you need this pasuk. It's not an extra pasuk, and therefore, we cannot assume that Rav Shimon would learn from this pasuk that miskaven levayish hazeh will be a shazeh as potter. The way that he makes this drasha l'inyan ritzicha. This is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. But Akapanim, he's also understanding this like Rashi and the Ravid. Rav Shimon never spoke directly about the case of Baishas. He only spoke about the case of Ritzeach. And Hagmar is making the comparison on our own. At Tosaf in Adibur Maschach, he's scavenged like he's bothered by Akasha. Maybe even the Rabban would be maskim over here to the sheet of Reb Shimon. And the scavenged Levayish Hazeh, Oviyish Hazeh should be Potter. They'll be maskim to this Joshua of Bimavushov. And the Pshat is, Tosaf means to ask, and this is Mavur in the Tosaf's chants in the sheet of Mekubetes. He means to ask, is there Bishma in the case of the scavenged Haragazeh, Varagazeh? What tells us earlier in the Masechet on Daf Memdaud on Mabez that the Rabban have a different Joshua for these words, Varav Levi Kamalov. They learn from here, Prat Lazarek Evan Lagav. That's the Gemara says, Bidas Rabbanah, but Akapanim here, by Hirsiku B'mevushov, maybe they don't have a different Josh, and therefore they will be masking to Reb Shimon, and the Skav Levayah Shezev, Viyah Shezev, should be Potter. Here's the Kasha of Taisis, and Taisis says, Shemim Mibayle, Lashem Joshua, maybe the Rabbanah would have a different Joshua for these words. Now Taisis is before that he understands, the Gemara does not mean to say that our case of Skav Levayah Shezev, Viyah Shezev, would actually be telling the same Achaikas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, rather, would it be possible that even though the Rabbanah argued with Reb Shimon by the case of Miskav Levayah Shezev, here they would be maskim to Rav Shimon, here they would be maskim to the Joshua v'chzik of b'mevushov, then the skav levayish hazeh uviyish hazeh should be potter. And Taisus mevur like this as well, in the next Dibur Maschal, in Dibur Maschal Avol Lameshem, Shaminin Buhu, he's bothered by Akasha, that the Gemara B'Hemshach is mevur that even if you hold the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Lavod and Baishas, still the thing would be, that if it was miskav levayish hazeh eved, uviyish hazeh ben chayrin, the thing would be that he'll have to pay according to the Shuma of the Baishas of a ben chayrin. And Taisus is bothered by why is this different than the case of Miskavan Haragas, Behim of Haragas, Odom, the din is that even if you hold Nalik of Shimon, rather even if you hold a Miskavan Haragas, Ev Haragas, Ez Chayiv, if whoever the Ritzech was Miskavan to kill a Behim was a Lav Bar Chayuva, then everyone would agree that the Ritzech is not Machuyev Misa. Miskavan Haragas, Ez Akusi, Haragas, Yisrael would be the same, and that's because he's Machavan to kill a person who was a Bar Chayuva, in order for him to be Machuyev Misa, Mishum Ritzicha. And takes it by, why don't we say the same thing here as well, but the Chiv of Baishas, if you hold a Mevayish as a Eved as Potter, how could we mechayiv him from Miskavan Levayish as a Eved Ubiyash as a Ben Chayrin? And from here, Taisus proves that we see that the Dinim are not really Talizah Bezeh, Taisus, we don't have any drasha to compare the dinim of Ritzicha to the dinim of Baishas. Therefore, even though by Ritzicha the din is Miskavan Hargis, Behim of Hargis, Adam is Potter, that's because there's a drasha over there. Taisus quotes the Gemara Makis, Dav Zainim of Beis. We learn from the Pasuk of Bivli Das, Pratin Miskavan Hargis, Behima. Here, however, by Baishas there is no such drasha, and we don't learn from Ritzicha to Baishas. And Taisus says, you see, even according to Rav Shimon, which the Gemara over here assumed that Miskavan Baishazel would be Potter, it's not because we're learning Dine Baishas from Dine Ritzicha. And we have to have a separate drasha over here, as the Gemara brings. That's a drasha for the Chiv of Baishas also. They need Kavanah for that specific person. So even though we have a Pasuk already by Ritzicha, there is no limit from Ritzicha to Baishas. Baishas needs its own Pasuk. Again, we see that Taisus is learning the Gemara. The Gemara is not really saying that these two dinim are dependent on each other. These are two separate dinim. Each one needs its own drasha. The Gemara is just saying that it's mistaken that the same way Rav Shimon made the drasha by the Chiv of Ritzicha, he'll also make a similar drasha by the Chiv of Baishas. However, Nashita Mukbetas, he quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who has a different pshat in the Gemara. He's bothered by the kasha of the first Taisus, the Taisus which asks, how does the Gemara know that only according to Rav Shimon the din will be that you'll potter from Baishas, but in the Skavan of Aishazev will be a Shazeh? Maybe the Rabbanu will be masking. Now, here we make the drasha of Yechzikah B'Mavushav, and because of this kasha, he learns a different pshat in the Gemara, and that is that when the Gemara brings his pasuk, Yechzikah B'Mavushav, this is not really a makar to tell us that Miskavan of Aishazev will be a Shazeh's potter. This is the makar for the etzem din that Baishas requires kavana. As we mentioned before, from the Pnei Yeshua, we don't have any other drasha which tells us this. Without this pasuk, we would have assumed that Baishas is like the other four chiyuvim, which are even shleib kavana. Here, the pasuk tells us that Baishas is dafka b'kavana. This everyone's maskim to both Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. The Aush Gemara says, "But miskavan l'vayishazel b'yishazel potter according to Rav Shimon." That's not a drasha from the pasuk. As the Gemara is saying, after we know already that the chiyuv of Baishas is dafka on this kavana, now we have to define what's enough of kavana to be considered that he's mechavan l'vayish. Here the Gemara says this will be telling the same machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. The same way Rav Shimon says by the chiv of Ritzicha, which requires kavana, in order to be mechayv the Ritzeach. It's dafka if he was miskaven to kill. What's considered kavana to kill? Rav Shimon holds that kavana in general to kill someone, that's not considered enough kavana. It has to be miskaven to kill the person who he actually killed. The Rabbanan argue, they say even if miskaven har gazev har gazev, that's also considered kavana. As long as he has intentions to kill someone, that's enough to be mechayv the Ritzeach misa. And here the Gemara is saying, as far as the Chiv of Baishas, it'll be telling the same machlokes. Once Rav Shimon darshins l'ini Ritzicha, that when we need kavana, kavana means dafka for that person, and not general kavana to kill someone. So too, as far as the Chiv of Baishas as well, Rav Shimon would also hold like that. And the Rabbanan will hold that l'ini Ritzicha, miskaven haragazev, haragazev is chayiv, they'll also hold l'ini Baishas as well, the miskaven vayishazev, ubiyashazev is mechuyiv. So according to this is not the Shita of Taisus. Taisus held that the Gemara is not really making a comparison, the two machlokes are not really dependent on each other. Shankin, according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Gemara is comparing them. The Gemara is saying that this Shaila of Miskavan Levay Shazeh Ubiya Shazeh would be telling how you hold in the Machlekes between Rabban and Rav Shimon by Miskavan Leharagazeh Vaharagazeh. Rabbeinu Yeshaya then continues and he says that according to his understanding, the Kasha and the bottom of the Taisus will be difficult once again. Once we're saying that after we know from the Pasuk of Yechzik of Mevushav that there's a din Kavana by Baishas, now as far as what's considered Kavana, then already we'll be telling the same Machlekes L'inin Ritzicha. If so, the Kasha would be, like Taisus asks, even according to Rabbanon, that miskaven l'harig gazev harig gazev is chayiv, but if it's miskaven l'harig someone who's a lav bar chiyuva, then the Rabbanon are also maskim that he's potter. That's not considered enough of kavana. Kavana has to be kavana for bar chiyuva. If so, in this case as well, by Baishas also we should say that if it was miskaven l'vayishas ha'eved, according to the sheet of Rabbi Huda, that if one is mevayish ha'eved, he's potter, so too if one was mechaven to mevayish ha'eved and he's mevayish ben chayiv, he should also be potter. Taisus answered this kasha by saying that really the two dim are not dependent on each other. According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya is saying that they are, once we know that there's a din kavana by Baishas, we can already learn dine kavana from kavana over tzicha. If so, this kasha will be difficult. And Rabbeinu Yeshaya says that you have to answer, and that was the most understanding of Midas Rabbanon, that we're learning Baishas from tzicha, that's only l'chumra, not l'kula. In other words, we're going to learn l'chumra to say that the same way miskaven l'harigazev harigazev is chayiv, so to miskaven l'vayishazev harigazev is chayiv. However, to learn a kula from tzicha to Baishas, that we're not going to learn, because we know that there's a klal v'shoftu eda v'tzilo eda. There are certain kulas by dini nefashas which we're not going to learn to other cases. Therefore, we're not going to learn this kula that the same way by Ritzicha, if one was mechaven to kill a lav bar chayuva, he's potter, so to by Baishas he should be potter. That we're not going to learn. This is how Rabbeinu Yeshaya explains the shita of the Rabbanan. Also, it seems to be difficult that according to Rabbi Shimon, we are learning a kula from dini Ritzicha to dini Baishas. The same way by dini Ritzicha, Rabbi Shimon holds that miskaven haragazev haragazev is potter. That's not considered sufficient kavana. We're learning the same thing by Baishas also, it's not considered enough kavana. The way Rabbeinu Yeshaya is explaining with Das Rabbanon that we're not going to learn a kula from Ritzicha to Baishas, we should say the same thing according to Rav Shimon. That's the Ara. But al kaponim, there's an important machlokes over here between the other Rishonim and Rabbeinu Yeshaya What does the Gemara mean to say over here in Ner Sugya? Most Rishonim are learning, not really learning out any dinim from the Parsha of Ratzicha to the Parsha of Baishas. The Gemara just making a comparison, we can make a similar Joshua. By Shengi, according to Rabbeinu Yishai, we are actually learning the same machlekes between Rabban and Rav Shimon by the Chiv of Ratzicha, but also apply by the Chiv of Baishas. And some of the Achrayim point out that the Rambam seems to hold like most Rishonim, not like a Shita of Rabbeinu Yishai, because the one hand he passed like Rav Shimon in the Chiv of Ratzicha, Perek Dal Hilchos Ratzicha of Shmiras Hanefesh, Shalach Aleph, he paskins that Miskavan Hargazev Hargazev is Potter. On the other hand, the Gabba the Chiva Baishas, he paskins not like Rav Shimon. In Parak Aleph of Hilchas Chayvul Mazik, Alochi Gedalid, he paskins that if it was Miskavan of Vayashazel, Vayashazel, the dinner is at your Chayv. We see the Ram also holds like Rav Yishainim that the dinner of Ritzicha and the dinner of Baishas are not really dependent on each other. Now, Rav Leib Melon in the Sefer Chidushir Bar Leib in Simon Ayin Aleph, he has a Chakir how to understand the Gedder of the Din Kavana for the Chiva of Baishas. And based on this Chakira, he has a Hezber, how to understand the Yisayna Machoikis between Rabbeinu Yishai and the other Yishayinim. The Chakira is, what is the Pshat, that which you need Kavana in order to be Mechir for the Din of Baishas? Is the Pshat that you have to have Kavana for the Maisa Mazik? In other words, that which the Torah is Mechadish by Odom Mazik, we say Odom Mu'ud La'ilom, even if it was not Mechavan to be Mazik, still he's responsible. Baishas is an exception. In order to be Mechir for the Chiv of Baishas, it has to be that he had Kavana to do this Maisa HaMazik. That's one side. The second side of the Chakir is that it's not that he has to have Kavana for the Maisa Mazik, rather the Pshat is it's a new din, it has to be that he had Kavana to be Mevayish the person, even if it would theoretically be possible that there should be a Maisa which he did not have Kavana to do, but if he had Kavana that the person should be Nispayish, that also would be considered enough Kavana to be Mechir for the Chiv of Baishas. The Blake over there has Narichos, he has a number of Nafkaminas. We'll mention one case that he talks about. He quotes the Taisis on Daphne and Gimel Medbez, and Dir Maschel Sharva Odom Shadoch by Labar. The Gemara is talking about a case of Sharva Odom Shadoch by Labar. There were three parties responsible for the Hezek. There was a Shar and a person who together pushed something, whether it was a person or an animal, into a bar. And the question is, who has to pay for it? Is it the Baal Shar? Is it the Odom? Or is it the Baal Habar? And Taisis over there says the case cannot possibly be talking about where the person intentionally pushed someone into the bar. If that was the case, then Taisis says it's possible that the Baal Habar would not be Mechayiv. If Reuven intentionally pushes Shimon into the bar of Levi, then is that Reuven is fully responsible, and Levi does not have any chiyuv bichlal. Therefore, Teisa says, Akarach, over here, the case is talking about that the Odom pushed Shiloi b'kavano. However, Teisa asks Akasha, if so, how could the Gemara discuss over there the chiyuv of Arba Dvarim? The Gemara discusses that the person should be responsible for the four Dvarim besides the chiyuv of Nezek. One of those four is the chiyuv of Baishas. If it's Shiloi b'kavano, how could we mechayiv him Shiloi b'kavano? And Teisa says, Akarach, the case is talking about while the Nechbal was falling into the bar, the Chayva realized what happened and he had a Kavana that the Nechbal should be Nisbayish. Therefore, in this case, it would be a Chiv of Baishas. Teresa compares this to a different Gemara in Daf Chavzayin Omer Aleph, where a person was Nofo Mirosh Shagag, and on the way down he was Nisapech, he intentionally turned over, and this caused the Nechbal to have more Busha. The Gemara of there is Mavur that there is a Chiv. We won't get into this case right now, but I'll compare him. Teresa is Mavur on Daf Ngimel Mambez. Even in the case where there was no Kavana during the Maisa Mazik, at the time he pushed his friend, he didn't realize what was happening. It was only later, while the friend was falling, at that point he realized, and he had Kavana that the Nechbal should be Nisbayish, and tells him before that in that case it would be a Chiv of Baishas. And Rebbe explains that over here, in this case, there's no Kavana in the Maisa Mazik, the Maisa which is pushing someone into the bar, that did not have any Kavana, and still the din is that there would be a Chiv of Baishas. The fact that he realized that his friend was falling and he wanted his friend to be Nisbayish, that's enough Kavana for the Chiv of Baishas. From here we see, even as far as the din of Baishas is concerned, there's no din that the Maisa Mazik has to be done with Kavana. Rather, it's a new din, it's not Kavana in the Maisa, rather Kavana that he wants his friend to be Nisbayish. Therefore, it's enough that he had this Kavana during the time the Chavala actually took place, even though he did not have the Kavana at the time that he did the Maisa Mazik. Now, based on this Chakira, Blake explains the Machaikis Rishenim over here. Machaikis says, can we learn out what defines Kavana l'inyan Baishas from that which defines Kavana l'inyan the Chiv of Ritzicha? The sheet of Taisis is that we cannot learn, we have to have separate psukim by the Chiv of Baishas. Mashenkin Rabbeinu Shai, he understands that the pasuk which the Gemara brings, V'sholcha Yodav V'chzikah B'mavushav, that's only to tell us the Iker Din, that the Chiv of Baishas is Dafka B'kavano, and the Pratim, what's considered Kavano, that we can learn. Now it's Rav Shimon and the Rabban, they argue, what's considered Kavano in the Chiv of Ritzicha. Now Bishlam, if you hold that the Din B'kavano by the Chiv of Baishas is to define the Maisa, there has to be Dafka Maisa Mazik which is done B'kavano, then we can understand that we can learn out the Maisa Mazik from the Maisa Ritzicha. Just like for one to be Mechir for Ritzicha, it has to be that he was Ritzach B'kavano. That definitely means that the Maisa Ritzicha had to be done with Kavana. And if the Gemara is comparing, the Gemara holds we can learn that whatever is considered Kavana for the din of Ritzicha B'kavana, that also defines what's considered Kavana for the din of Baishas. Akarach the Pshat is that by Baishas also, we need that the Maisa Mazik which brought about the Baishas, that Maisa was done B'kavana, therefore we can learn one from the other. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yishaya. Hashem, can the other Yishayim hold that you cannot learn one from the other, You have to have separate psukim for the chiv of boishes. The pshat is that the two dinim have different gedarim. By the din of ritzicha, there it has to be at the meiser ritzicha. There had to be a meiser which was done by kavana. By boishes, it doesn't have to be that the meiser which brought about the boishes was done by kavana. Rather, there's a separate din that at the time the boishes took place, it has to be that the chivel wanted that boishes to take place. So here already we have a new shayla. What happens if it was miskaven levay shazeh or biyah shazeh? He wanted to see that boishes take place to one person, and then it took place to someone else. Is that enough of kavana for the chiv of boishes? Therefore, since the gedder of kavana by ritzicha is not the same gedder of kavana by boishes, you have to have different psukim to make the drasha that if the kavana was for one person, it should be nisbayish, and then someone else was nisbayish, that's not enough of kavana for the chiv of boishes. This is how Rabbi Leib explains the yaseir machoikis between Rabbeinu Yishaya and the other Yishayim. Now, continue on. The Gemara to bottom of Peivavim at Aleph, and again on Peivavim at Beis, the Gemara discusses whether there's boishes by a katan. The Gemara says that Rav Papa says the mechalam leim mechalam, there is an age when even katanim can have boishes. Rashi translates these words mechalam leim mechalam at the top of Peivavim at Beis. Rashi says that when we're masking him, when we remind the katan about what happened, he's mitzdar. And the chayav Rashi means to say it's not that the actual reminding him later. That's not what the chiv of boishes is coming to pay for. Rather, the way to determine whether he's old enough to have boishes is if you remind him about what happened later. Does this cause him tzar? But Rav Papa, Rashi translates the words mecham leim mechalim. Rashi translates it means if we remind him about the boishes, does that cause him pain? The Ravid brought in the Shita Mekubetzes, he translates the words differently. The mecham leim mechalim, he explains it means even though sometimes a katan does something which embarrasses himself, still that's not a reason why if someone else does something to him that there is no boishes. That's how the Ravid translates the words mecham leim mechalim. If someone else does it, then he does have embarrassment. But Rav Papa, the Gemara before that there is a certain age when katanim do have boishes. And the Gemara further on in Peivavim Beis is Mavur, and it's not possible they have to even come onto this din of Mechalim Leim Mechalim. The Gemara says, Safik, what is the Yisrael of the Chiv of Boishes? Is it Mishum Zilusa or is it Mishum Kisufa? Is it the fact that he himself has caused pain when you embarrass him? Or is it the Zilzal, the fact that he's degraded in the eyes of other people? The Gemara says, Nafkamina would be in a case where we never found out that this Maisa occurred. If y'all there's Mishum Zilusa, so there still is a Zilusa. The Maisa was degraded in other people's eyes. If it's because of the embarrassment which he suffered, in this case he never suffered it because he never found out about what happened. Behemshach, the Gemara brings a different nusach b'shem Rav Papa in this chakira. The two said the Gemara isn't mishum kisufa or is it mishum pegam mishpacha. Rak upon him, both of these lashanis of the Gemara, both chakiris, the Gemara understands that by a katan, that's for sure that there is ziluso, there is pegam mishpacha. The Tzad said there should be no chiva b'shem by a katan, that's because b'shem is mishum kisufa. And that the Gemara brings b'shem Rav Papa that even a katan does have kisufa, the mechalim leim mechalim. And this Gemara is quoted by Tosfos earlier on in Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about the case of a huchamer the kata yodu the yenuka. A chamar severed the arm of a child. The Gemara says also the kamei de Rav Papa bar Shmuel amar lahu zilu shemulu ba'arba dvarim. He's mechayiv in the arba dvarim besides the chiv of nezek. And Tosfos over there explains that originally Rav Papa bar Shmuel thought the case was that it was an adam mazik, not a chamar. And Tosfos over there adds, what is the pshat? Why should there be a chiv of boishes in that case? L'chor the nizik was a katan. Taisa says the case he's talking about that he was old enough to mechamalim mechalim. He quotes a gemara that it is shaykh to have boishes even by a katan if he's old enough to understand and he gets embarrassed. Now the Sefer Darki Dovra there he asks a very important question which brings us to yisayid in the whole din of the chiv of boishes, and that is he asks l'chor that which a gemara says the mechamalim mechalim that would only seem to be necessary in the case where the embarrassment which was caused to the nizik is an embarrassment of one time. The mazik caused him embarrassment momentarily, like the case of the Gemara over here brings on Daf Pei Vavam Bebeiz, the Asa Zika Kachinu Lemani, V'Asa Udalinu Tvei. This is an embarrassment for a moment. Here you would have to come onto this far of the Mechamalim, the Mechalim, in order to Mechayiv the mazik, Mechiv of Baishas, when it's done to a Katan. However, in this case, in Daf Pei Dalam Adalaf, the Daki David asks, this is a case where the arm was severed. This is long term embarrassment throughout the person's life. He'll always walk around missing a limb. Here, the even if the child is too young to have embarrassment at the time the chavala was done, but when he gets older, at that point already he will have embarrassment. So why does Taisa have to say over here that the child was old enough to mechamalim mechalim? L'chol that's not necessary in this case. And from here, the Daki David wants to prove that Taisa holds that the chiv of boishes is only from the embarrassment which is caused at the time of the chavala, whether it's mishum zilusa or mishum kisufa, but long-term embarrassment, the fact that this person is going to be missing a limb for the rest of his life, that itself causes embarrassment, that's not included in the chiv of boishes. This is a major recite in the din of boishes, however, as we'll see, it's not so pasha. He quotes a Rosh in the 6th parak in Siman Tes, who's discussing the chiv of tzar, and the Rosh of there brings a machaikis rishayim, a machaikis between the Ri and Rabbeinu Shimshin. Is the chiv of tzar only for pain which is incurred at the time of the chavala, or does it also include pain which happens later on as a result of the chavala? The Ri holds that the chiv of tzar is daka for shas chavala, and not for tzar which comes later on. He proves this from a Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Lamed Tes, Amid Aleph, Gemara there is talking about the chiv of tzar in the case of one who is ma'anis as a basula, and he says from the Gemara there is mevur that the chiv of tzar is from the pain which was incurred at the time of the bia, and even though there is extended tzar when Isha loses her basulim, mashmaks of that Gemara is that that's not included in the chiv of tzar. This is the sheet of the Ri, and he says that which the Gemara tells us how to evaluate tzar. Kama adam roitz litein l'ktoy lo yad hamucht of the malchus bein saif l'sam. And Ri explains we're referring to the tzar which happens at the time the hand is severed. This does not include the tzar which happens later on, for that one is not mechuyif to pay for. Some Rechayim once suggested that Gemara is actually a raya to the Ri, because the Chari, even by sam there is a certain amount of pain. It's not the pain which is incurred at the time the hand is severed through the sam, it's the pain which comes later. And mashmaks of the Gemara is that there's no tzar b'chlal over there. That Chari will be a raya to the Ri. Akapam, the Rosh then brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Shimshon, he argues on the Ri, and he says that the Chiv of Tzar is also including the Tzar which happens later on, not only at the time of the Chavola. This is the Maisa of the Tor Paskins. He understands that the Rosh's Maskana is like the sheet of Rabbeinu Shimshon, not like the sheet of the Ri, that Tzar does include even pain which happens later on. Now the Pilich Rift over there on that Rosh, in Eis Dalid, he quotes a Rosh and Shuvis in Klal Kuf Aleph, Simon Beis. This is brought in the Beis Yosef as well. The Rosh over there is Marich about this Machaikas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Shimshon, and he explains the svar of the Ri, why is it you shouldn't have to pay for the tzar which happens later on? He says, because that tzar is only a groma ba'alma, and over there he says that just like the chiv of boishes, even though a person is mitzar for an extended amount of time, it's not only the time of the chavola. You don't have to pay for that boishes, because it's only a groma, so too as far as the chiv of tzar as well, you only pay for this pain which happens at the time of the chavola, the pain which is incurred later, for that he's only considered a groma, he's not mechuyif to pay for. The mashmaos of this Rosh and Tshuva is that this Lekuliyam is maskim, by Baishas, even Rabbeinu Shimshon will be maskim, that it's only considered grumbling, not mechuyif to pay for. Because the Rosh is explaining the sheet of the Ri, he says the Ri holds that Tzar is the same as Baishas, just like a Baishas you don't have to pay for Baishas Lachar's man, so too as far as the Chiv of Tzar. Now in the Sefer Dakedov, which we mentioned before, he wanted to answer the Taisus of the Daf Pei Dalid. What does Taisus have to say in that case, the Mechamli Mechalim, over there where he's missing a limb, even if there wasn't a Baishas at the time it happened because he was a Katan? Later on in his life, he will have Baishas, the fact that he's missing an Aver. And the Dakedav wanted to explain that Taisus would hold like the Sheet of the Ri, that the Chiv of Tzar is only for the Tzar B'Shas Maisa, not for the Tzar afterwards, and therefore the Ri would also hold as far as the Chiv of Baishas, the same is true. However, according to what we see now in the Shuvah Sarosh, by Baishas everyone is masking, even Rabbeinu Shimshon is masking, that the Chiv of Baishas is only B'Shas Maisa, not for afterwards. That's what the Dakedav wants to explain Taisus, that's why Taisus had to come onto the Sfar of the Mechamalim Mechalim. That's the reason why there was Baishas B'Shas Maisa, even though it was done to a Katan. That which the hand is missing, and later on he'll have Baishas, that anyway is not included in the Chiyav, that's considered only a Grumma. And there does seem to be a kash on this whole Yusayid from the Gemara earlier on, Daf Pivav Omer Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the case of the Braisa, Hamaka Ovev, Imai, Vilay Osabem, Chabura. The Gemara wants to explain that the case is Kagan Shigilchoy, he was Magaleach, his father. The Gemara Behemshach says the case is talking about that he did it Besam, and it's not going to grow back. And the Gemara explains why is there a Chiyav for all the Chamisha Dvarm over there. And the Gemara there explains what is the Baishas. This is the greatest Baishas possible. And L'chor the Gemara means to say, this would be the Pashtus, that it's not the Baishas which happens at the time that he was Megaleach his father, that it's the fact that the father walks around without any hair on his head, that's the Baishas. And in the Sefer Yamshar Shleim, he's mavur like this clearly, he says the Baishas is until the point where the hair will grow back. And L'chor, this is the right, not like the Yusayid we're saying now, that the Chiv of Baishas is not only for what happens B'Shas Meisa, it's even for the Baishas which happens later on. L'chor, the same should be, if a hand is severed, you shouldn't only have to pay for the Makkah which he did. As for that which a person walks around without a limb for the rest of his life, that also should be included in the Chiv of Baishas. Just like we find over here in this case, when he's Megaleach, his father, the Baishas is for that which the father has to walk around with a shaven head. Now the truth is, if we take a look carefully in the Tshuva Sarosh, which we mentioned, it would seem that the Baishas, which is Shalei B'Shas Maisa, that the Rosh is talking about, is not the same Baishas Shalei B'Shas Maisa that the Darki Dov is referring to, they get to the Taisus and Daf Pei Dalet. The Darki Dov was talking about a case where a hand is severed, and there's Baishas Shalei B'Shas Maisa, that which he has to walk around missing a limb. The Baishas Shalei B'Shas Maisa, which the Rosh is talking about, is something else. He's talking about the embarrassment that a person will have when he's reminded about the Baishas which he incurred earlier. Anytime a person tells him about it and he's reminded of it, that adds further embarrassment to him. That's the Baishas Shalei B'Shas Maisa which the Rosh is referring to, and that's where he says that there is no Chiyuv. And if so, we could suggest that maybe in Echanami the Rosh would be maskim that in this case, where a hand was severed and there's constant Baishas, or if a head was shaven and there's long-term embarrassment when people see him with a shaven head, there, even the Rosh will be masking that there is a chiv of Baishas. Only in the case where Be'etzim the Baishas really is finished, after the Maisa Chavala is over. It's just that if he gets reminded later on, that brings him back in time, and he thinks again about the Baishas that he had, that caused him further embarrassment, that's where the Rosh says that there is no chiv. According to this, one would have to understand, what is the Rosh's comparison between Baishas and Tsar? The Rosh was explaining the Sheet of the Ri, the same way as far as Baishas is concerned, since it's only a Grom, there's no chiv, so too as far as Tsar also, there's no chiv for the long-term Tsar. L'chair would be difficult to understand. L'chair, the tzar should be similar to the case of Boishes, where an arm was severed, and the Boishes is long-term because of the original Maisa Chavolo. L'chair, that would be more of a correct comparison to the case of tzar. But Rakapanim, if we understand the Rosh the way we're explaining now, that he's masking in a case where an arm was severed, that there is long-term Boishes, so too by the case of Megaleach, when the Gemara says, Ein l'cha Boishes gadol mizeh, means that you're mechuyev to pay for all of the Boishes until the hair grows back. Rakapanim, this Mahalach is not like the way the Darkei Dovid understood. He was trying to answer the Taisus in Daf Pigdal, which was talking about a case where a hand was severed, and he was trying to explain Taisus that there will be no Chiv Boishes for the long-term embarrassment. He explained it based on this Rosh. The way we're saying now, there is no comparison. In that case, there should be a Chiv of Boishes. And if so, the Kasha over there on Taisus would come back. Why does Taisus have to say that the child is old enough, the Macham Ali Macham, either way, since his hand was severed, eventually when he becomes old enough, he will have embarrassment. Maybe that's what the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara says that there's a Chiv of Boishes in that case. There is perhaps a Svar to be Machalik and say, some contemporary Sfarim say this, that even if you hold that there is long-term embarrassment by a case where a hand was severed, or by a case where the head was shaved, that's only if there is also Boishes at the time where the Maisa Chavala was done. Once it's ready Chiv to pay for that Boishes, then the Boishes is extended further for all the amount of time where the embarrassment continues. However, in a case where there is no Boishes at the time of the Chavala, like in this case, if there will be no Sfar of the Macham Ali Machalam, if the child will be too young to experience embarrassment at the time of the Chavala, then even though he will have Boishes later on when he realizes that he's missing a hand, that will cause him embarrassment, but still, since there was no Boishes at the time of the Chavala, then there is no Chiv of Boishes Bechlal. However, this verse seems difficult to understand. What should be the Chilik? Where does this din come from that there's only a Chiv of Boishes if the Boishes started already at the time of the Chavala? I'll just mention one more Maram Makam Negeh to this Nakuda. Taisus and Afpei Hei Amir Aleph, Dibra Maschal Ladam Yaseirim, is referring to that which the Gemara says, that Chabur Lerebi Lamali Ladam Yaseirim. Where does the extra Pasuk of Chabur come to tell us after we know already the Taisus and the Lashon of Kviya? It tells us that there's a chiv of tzar, whether there is a chabura, there's no chabura. Why do we need the extra word chabura for? The Gemara says, L'dam yisayrim, and Taisus brings b'shem the ri. The pshat is that the Taisus comes to mecharish, that there's more of a chiv of tzar when there's a reshim, when there's a mark left, than in the case that there is no reshim. And Taisus asks a kasha on this sheet of the ri, that which one has to pay more for a chabura which leaves a reshim, a reshim, that should be included in the chiv of b'ishas. That which there's a scar left, a person has a scar and he walks around with it for the rest of his life, that should be included in embarrassment, that should not be included in the chiv of tzar. This is the kasha of the Taisus Yontif, and in the Sefer Beis Aaron, he wants to answer Taisus based on this Yisoid, that the Chiv of Boishes is only for the Boishes which is incurred at the time of the Chabura, not Boishes later on. For that reason, if there's a mark left, that would not be included in the Chiv of Boishes, and the reason is that this is included in the Chiv of Tzar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.